I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. I'm happy to welcome back a guitarist and composer who hasn't been here for a while. Carlos Enrique is here, and Carlos is here with cellist Deirdre Emerson, who was here not long ago, and she comes occasionally. Welcome back, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
To Live in Studio C. Carlos and Deirdre have a mix of his own compositions with other music today, so I'll let you introduce the first piece, Carlos.
The first piece is going to be Uno, Mario Mores, 1943. It's a tango that was very famous in South America and probably in Europe also, because Carlos Gardel was the singer and he was a big celebrity in those times.
Song called Uno with music by Mariano Mores with lyrics and performances back in the day by Carlos Gardel, a very famous singer. We heard it played live in Studio C by Carlos Enrique, guitar, and Deirdre Emerson, cello. Carlos is going to be doing some retuning along the way, but before that, while you're tuning, I should say, I remember you telling me that your parents played this song for you when you were a child, and you were not impressed, but later you became more impressed with it.
I get older, yes, it's like you look back and you listen to the music that your parents used to play, and you realize, oh, wow, what a beautiful
kind of work they
used to do in those times. I'm not saying that there's not good music today, but... This was a very good surprise for me, how it works with the guitar and the cello.
Well, we're going to hear Musa by yourself next. Anything to say about this piece? I'll give you a moment to go ahead and get that retuning done.
Yes, I'm retuning. We're ready. Okay. Tango.
Thank you.
That's Tango. Carlos Henrique wrote it, and he played it live in Studio C with cellist Deidre Emerson. I'm Will Griffin, happy to have Carlos and Deidre back with us. Carlos has music by himself and by other composers. Do you want to say a bit about your compositional process? How do you go about creating new music?
Well, all I can say is since I was little, I hear music in my head. So there were times I used to, you know, like any kid, you want to play and you don't have friends at the moment and you make out music in your head. So I think that's how it started. And as I got older and started learning music, it's just ideas. They just pop, or I try to do it on purpose. And from one maybe harmonic progression or a melody, I build up and I start hearing other instruments and what would fit here. I think you saw that process one time, right? When I was showing you the composition software, which that's basically right. Doesn't do anything unless you create it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how I do it. And you have to be patient.
And suddenly you have a new piece of music. There you go. Oh,
yes.
Well, the next music is probably, well, one of the most famous singers made it popular, the great French chanteuse Edith Piaf. What about this Padam Padam? Anything to say about it before you play it?
Oh, yes. Deidre mentioned to me, oh, this is a great song. You should try. This is... So she started getting me into this French old music. So I went on the web and listen to the original, and what was funny, it was like a half tone down, but I started listening, and finally, I started doing just the melody, and after that, I said, okay, this will sound great in A minor, not a flat A minor, so it ended up being a duo for both.
Okay, this is Padam Padam.
Yes, thank you.
One of the iconic tunes made famous by Edith Piaf, the great French singer. Music was by Henri Conté. probably not many people really know who wrote that familiar melody.
Yes, I don't know. We really enjoy to play that so much, and it's not that difficult. I will say it is intermediate level, but there's one little part that is, I will say, is advanced, definitely. But it's very enjoyable to play. The next one, should I?
Go ahead and retune.
The next one is Sanctuary, and I'm going to be retuning my guitar. That's just fine. For a moment.
Well, I'm not sure. You have a mic there. Deidre, can you talk on the radio? Is that true?
I can talk, indeed. So this is from his suite. There's three movements, and we will be doing the third movement, Sanctuary.
Yes. The hard one. Definitely.
The hardest one. Of course.
But it's very uplifting. Sanctuary is the name, but it's the inner sanctuary. It could be the nature sanctuary, which is microcosmos and macrocosmos. So that's basically the meaning. Is to me, it's a very spiritual piece.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Sanctuary, a composition by Carlos Enrique, who played the guitar, with cellist Deidre Emerson live in Studio C. Carlos has his own music and music by other people. And the next tune, I think you have to retune for this one. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So we're going to do the inner piece, I think.
Instead of La
Bikina. Oh, La Bikina, yes. What a memory, huh? And I have enough coffee this morning. So I have to retune again
to the D
tuning.
Yes. So La Bikina is a piece where the composer was out with his young son at the beach, And the young son admired the lovely ladies and called them the Labaquinas in honor of their wardrobe. Okay. But it's very fun. It was originally a mariachi piece.
Yes, as a matter of fact, what I read about this, it was Mariachi Vargas. I think one of the founders or directors was the one that came out with that song. And that song was a hit. I remember hearing that everywhere. And when I was a young man, and I don't know, it fits perfect on the guitar and the cello. It's a beautiful conversation, let's say it.
It requires tuning. And there we are.
La Bikina, that's music of Rubén Fuentes, played live in Studio C by Carlos Enrique, guitar, and Deidre Emerson, cello. And Carlos, let's finish off with one of your tunes, your final piece.
So we're going to do Inner Peace.
Inner Peace.
Thank you.
Inner Peace. That's music of Carlos Enrique. Carlos played it on guitar with cellist Deidre Emerson live in Studio C today. Thank you for this lovely set.
Thank you for inviting us.
A wonderful combination, the guitar and cello are. Very fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C this week. Up next week, we have a brass ensemble in with Joel Trebick and Gilbert Long and others with music for the season for you. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their support of 91 Classical and Live in Studio C. And our thanks to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Middle Tennessee's classical music, Live in Studio C.